For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New York City subway riders are fighting back at groping, grinding, and lewd acts. I actually saw signs when I was in New York back in March of they were warning people to be respectful towards other people. Subway crowding is increasing the number of sex crimes from lewdness to forcible touching. 431 reports. From mid-2015 to mid-2016, up from 275 over the same period the previous year. Now, we don't have subways here, obviously, because they'd be underwater, the aquifer and whatnot. But do you think that women in the Tampa Bay area are getting groped anywhere? And if so, where is this happening?
All the time, everywhere.
Oh.
In crowds, maybe, at a concert?
In the mall. Oh, concerts especially.
I don't think people are just doing a grope and go.
I hope not. Like the grope and run?
Yeah, it's in tight spaces.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying that people are doing it on the subways because they're pressed up against women.
Right.
And there's nothing, nobody can move. There's nothing they can do about it.
I mean, you can respectfully keep at least a roll of certs distance between you and the lady in front of you. But you ladies in the Tampa Bay area and surrounding, are you getting groped? And if so, where? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I think women are getting groped way more than you think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, losing my faith in humanity.
The crowd surfing always worries me.
Oh, well, I don't have any sympathy because if you're a lady who throws yourself at the mercy of other people's hands, those hands are going to get a feel anywhere and everywhere they can.
If you're crowd surfing, there's kind of no way. I mean, you're going to get groped.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can't stop it. It's, you know, that doesn't mean it's okay.
Right. Like, I saw Courtney Love crowd surf one time, and people are just, like, mauling her.
Well, it's either that or drop her.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can help her along without, you know,
just
getting all her goodies.
Just not touching.
Like, respectfully, like, oh, ah.
What do you mean they were, what were they feeling? Everything?
Boobs, butt.
Well, not the boobs.
Vagina.
She
the three Bs.
She didn't care, did she?
She pretended to care. She liked it. 727-579-1025. Chris, it says you used to grope or get groped as a teen.
I wish I got groped. No, I did a bunch of groping. I grew up outside of Cleveland, and my cousin and I used to go downtown. The busier nights when there was stuff going on, there was a place called Tower City right in the middle of the city.
Right.
And it was just shoulder-to-shoulder people, and you would walk through the crowd and boobies, bottoms, whatever you wanted to grab. And nine times out of ten, the girl would just kind of giggle and slap her boyfriend.
Oh, my God. That is not okay, man.
I was 12, man. You got to do what you got to do, you know?
12? If my son came home and said, Dad, I groped lots of chicks today, I would be so proud. I would not be proud at all. I would take away his video game equipment and make him sleep in a tent in the backyard. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I've never groped. What makes a guy do that? He doesn't think it's a big deal?
I've never groped a stranger. I mean, I've groped girls that I've been, you know, dating and married to.
Poor women, yes, but just a random woman? How do you do that?
I don't know. You got to be some kind of decrepit scumbag if you are groping strange women.
If you slap a girl's butt and there's a cop nearby, can they arrest you for that? Is that
that's
assault? That's
battery.
Is that battery okay?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you go like that and it goes somewhere, then that's sexual battery.
No, I wouldn't. No.
I mean, I'm not saying you would.
No.
Don't do it anymore. Tara, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Have you been groped?
Yes, I have.
Oh, goodness gracious. Please tell me how this happened, and let me apologize on behalf of all men everywhere.
Well, I worked in a nightclub, and I was taking email addresses with a little clipboard, and it was very crowded, and someone just reached out and grabbed my crotch.
Your crotch? Not even your bum, but your crotch?
No, my crotch. Yeah.
What did you say?
It happened so fast. Like, it was a crowded. They were going one way, and I was going the other, and I couldn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, so shocked.
I bet you felt violated.
Very much so.
Oh, is that the only time you've ever been groped, I hope?
Well, maybe another drunk time, but yeah.
Oh. All right. Is it a fear that you worry about being a female? Like when you're out, are you worried that some scumbag dude is going to grope you?
No, but you know what a bigger thing is? The people taking their cell phones and up the skirt. I worked at Target, and they did that often.
You see about people getting arrested for this all the time is the upskirt photos when someone's at a Target, a Walmart, what have you.
Yeah, I worry more about that.
Ugh, gross. Well, don't stop wearing skirts, please, because then the terrorists win. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry on behalf of all guys. Not okay.
Which is worse?
What do you mean? The upskirt or the grope?
Filming an upskirt or groping.
Well, two ways of looking at this.
Tough question, isn't it?
Very tough question, okay. Because the grope is obviously more physically invasive, but you grope and you're done. The upskirt, that shot remains in perpetuity.
Yeah, but most people won't be able to identify you from the upskirt.
True. And sometimes you don't even know that you got upskirted.
Right.
But you know that you got groped.
I'm going to go with the upskirt.
It's worse.
Oh, no. The groping is worse.
Yeah, groping, I think, is worse. Yeah. Agreed?
No, I don't have answers to my own questions.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Whatever you guys think, I'll go with.
Karen, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Karen? How are you?
I'm good. I was just reminded me of when I worked at Home Depot. I was leaning over to cut a piece of carpet for a customer, and a woman swatted me on the behind, and she said, "I'm doing that because I know my husband wanted to."
Oh, boy.
Not okay, though, right?
No, not okay.
Did you tell her that was not okay?
No, it just caught me off guard. I was like in shock. I couldn't believe she did it.
You think that's bad? I used to work at Home Depot myself. I worked in the paint department. And yeah, I know. And one time I fell down. I was trying to restock the paints. I fell down and some dude came along. And you know that stuff that's used to seal showers and bathtubs, caulk?
Uh-huh.
He put caulk in my mouth.
What?
I choked on it.
Oh,
I know,
that's
right?
Not okay.
Not okay at all. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Slapping butts in the depot?
Getting caulk in your mouth.
Or that.
Not okay. Dave, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you? You ever had caulk in your mouth?
Good, how are you?
Pardon?
Hi, Dave. Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. You been groped?
No, my wife has. I was in the Navy at the time, and my wife was a cocktail waitress in the bar. And I happened to be at the bar at the same time, and she was taking a couple of guys' orders, and the guy groped her in the went and squeezed her ass, and next thing you know, she's hitting him upside the head with her tray.
Oh no! Did you? What'd you do?
I just let her take care of business. She was there. She took care of it.
Oh man!
I thought it was hilarious.
Hilarious that she got groped?
No, that she kicked some guy's butt.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's much more the hilarious part.
Do you think guys do that a bunch, so it's no big deal when they reach out to slap a girl's butt? Like, you think they, at 10 out of 10 times, they've never had a problem?
Yeah, they get away with it more often than not.
How?
I don't know.
I don't see how they do the crotch thing, though. Like, your arm is only so long.
Right, and then she's looking right at you.
Well, maybe she's preoccupied. Like she said, she had a clipboard. It's a busy club.
Right. Oh, man, I don't know. That's a very dangerous situation.
You know how you stop that front, that crotch grabbing?
How?
Needle panties. Don't be on Shark Tank.
I'll admit some of that. 727-579-1025. Then another time I was working at Home Depot, some guy squirted caulk all over the seat. So when I sat down, caulk in my butt. True story.
Wow.
Caitlin, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm good, doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Tell me where you've been groped.
Well, I went to a college in Indiana, and I think it was my junior year.
Hoosiers! Sorry.
Yes.
It's a good movie.
The college I went to was Ball State, and there was actually the Ball State butt slapper that rode around campus on a bicycle slapping girls' butts whenever he got the chance.
I'm sorry. Wait. There was a campus creep known as the Ball State butt slapper?
Yes, sir.
That's weird, because I went to Butt State, and there was a dude who was the Butt State ball slapper, and he would ride around. You know where he would. Do you know who the most famous alumnus of your fine Ball State University is?
I probably did at one point, but I can't remember anymore who.
I believe it's David Letterman, if I'm not mistaken, alumnus of Ball State.
I think you're right.
I think I am, too. 727-577.
it's okay because a guy's on a bike. Does that make it funny? Because I ride my bike a lot.
Yeah, but you would never slap a butt.
No, I admire them when they're running.
Right, admiring them is fine.
I gaze, I stare.
Yeah, admiring, gazing, staring, that's fine.
A light stare.
Right. Eye groping.
You're groping with your eyes.
Is that okay?
It's okay with me.
It's okay.
I don't say anything.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't make any weird noises.
You
I don't
smile.
I don't hoot and holler. Maybe I don't know what's the look on my face is.
Wink, wink, wink.
Amy, what's up? We are talking about New York City subway riders fighting back against groping, grinding, and lewd acts. Where have you been groped?
I am a nurse, and it seems to be on the job almost every day.
Ooh, patients?
Oh yeah.
It's good. It's good to have a lot of patients when that's happening. Now, who's doing it? Is it the doctors?
That'd be nice, but no, it's always the demented ones.
Oh, like really old people?
Yeah, and I think half the time they know what they're doing, but they pretend they don't.
How often are you getting groped?
Seriously, probably every other day.
Ugh, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday groping is the worst. So, like the old people pretend they don't know what they just did. Like, oh, my Alzheimer's acting up. I have no idea what I just did. But they know.
Oh, yeah, they know. And it's not always just, the behind or the breast. It's the crotch constantly.
Oh, wow. Constantly?
The clam grope is the worst.
Sometimes you feel like you got to take escort with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you work in a nursing home?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah. Bastards. Yep. That doesn't happen at a children's hospital.
Hopefully not.
You said it'd be okay if the doctors did it, though, because they're probably handsome.
Yeah, then you could probably, get some money off them not to talk.
I like your style. Thank you.
I don't pay nurses enough.
No, that is for sure. You are angels on earth. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I got to tell you, when I'm 80, if I'm in a home, I'm groping. I hope it's okay. I'm just telling you right now.
It's not okay.
It's not?
These are ladies who are there to provide you comfort and sponge baths.
She's good. She knows. Let the guy have a thrill.
You're traumatizing her.
They're trapped. Let them live. Let them feel alive, Garabo.
They'll stop giving you your meds.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd stop emptying your bedpan.
You'd be a groper, too.
Duh. That doesn't mean it's right. I'm immoral.
Groper Garabo. floor 7. Watch out.
Gets a little handsy. What's up, Claudia? How are you? Where have you been groped?
I'm fine. Actually, I used to visit my sister in Boston using the T-Rail system. It was rush hour, and there was this one guy totally grinding on me. I could feel everything.
Oh, my goodness. So, like, he, not only groping, but doing a little R. Kelly bump and grind on you.
Yeah, it was disgusting, and I couldn't move because it was rush hour. It was like,
Did you say, like, over your shoulder, yo, stop it with the bump and grind, R. Kelly?
No, I tried, adjusting away from him, and he kept moving with me. It was so gross.
Oh, my God. So sorry that it happened. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. But there is something that
I must confess. I'm kind of happy we don't have public transportation.
Me too. Yeah. Pee on him. Jen, it says SBK saved you from being groped years ago. Was he the grope buster?
He definitely was. And it is so random that you guys are talking about this because every once in a while this comes up in conversation with my friends and I never had the chance to thank Kevin for it. And now here's my chance.
This is so awesome that this is happening right
now. When did this happen?
This is great.
So, okay, this was many moons ago in Orlando. We all actually worked out of the same building, and I was in promotion for this lovely company.
For the Clear Channel company?
That is correct.
What year was this?
Drew used to come. Oh, my goodness. I was at UCF, so I want to say early 2000s. You used to say, Drew, that I looked like Jacqueline London, who was a TV reporter.
Oh,
anchor, I think, for one of the
I know exactly who you are, and while I may not have groped you physically, I did indeed think about it many a time. Remember her? She looked like Jackie Lundy.
Really,
super hot. Yes, please continue.
Well, I remember we had a lot of events where they would bus listeners back and forth to different concerts.
Yep.
For the morning show, and there was one in particular. I was stuck on a bus with an extremely rowdy group. And I feel like Kevin walked by, saw the pain in my eye, came on the bus, said hello to everyone, and before he left, he said, oh, and by the way, y'all better leave my girl alone. And the groping stopped. It happened before he got on the bus, and after he made that lovely little announcement, they were done.
Oh, I remember that.
You're a hero, Kevin.
I didn't know.
You're an American damn
hero. I was probably jealous of the groper.
It's probably
were. Wait, how much were you getting groped on this bus?
Well, when we got on there, you know, they said, okay, you know, say hi to everybody. They had, you know, station little goodies to hand out to everybody. So, you know, kind of making my way up and down the aisle, I was definitely an open target.
Oh, man. Well, I'm so glad you got through that. Nikki, is her Facebook linked to her phone? No, it's not, so we can't remind her.
Oh, yeah, get it off air so I can see who it is.
Jackie London Jr. All right, hold on one second. We gotta get her Facebook.
All right, easy. Calm down.
Kevin,
no, I just
me.
Want to see
no, yeah, no, it's okay, but you're doing some heavy panting over there.
I remember her looking like Jackie London. By the way, Jackie London was about the hottest news anchor that has ever been.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone looking like her. That's why.
I do remember Jen.
Do you remember that incident?
I do. I remember the bus and the trip. Yeah,
we would take some crazy
bus rides.
I wonder
if I've ever saved a woman from being groped. Call now.
Yo, Tuscan, what's happening?
I got multiple gropings, and I got the video proof. You know, I don't mess around. I film my gropings and put it up on YouTube for people to watch, for crying out loud.
By the TSA?
Oy vey, yes, the TSA. I mean, they want to come at you with their invasive radiological technology. I think I just made up a word, radiological. Anyways, regardless, they ask you every time. They say, sir, do you want to get this groping in public or private? And without hesitation, do it in public. For crying out loud, if you're going to grope me, you might as well show everyone and give them a little bit of a show while they're waiting in these long lines trying to get on their flights to Lord knows where. So, yes, TSA gropes me every single time I fly because, well, I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Seth?
Tuscan, if you could be groped by anybody on this show, who would you pick?
Oh, without a doubt, I would pick Nikki because I'm not a homo, Seth. But hey, this is heterosexual Pride Day, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the spirit I'm trying to get out there with that comment.
Thank you, Tuscan. Thank you very much. 727-579-1025. He is something else.
You got another one?
She doesn't look very much like Jackie London there. She looks kind of like Jackie London.
Who is Jackie London?
She was She was in Orlando when you were in
there.
You
talking about Joan London?
No, Jackie London. Look up Jacqueline London on Google. She was a news anchor.
I just happen to have a picture right here.
She's in Chicago now. She used to be in Orlando.
Marty Salt?
No.
Wendy Chioggi?
Chioggi's still a good friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. And you want to talk about somebody who looks even better in person and is 10 times as nice as she is beautiful? Jackie London.
Wait,
she doesn't take that as a compliment.
I know.
Yeah. Is that Jackie London or the girl that Kevin saved?
That was Jackie London. That's a girl who
saved them both. Okay.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, Bay.
Hi. Hello. My name, like you said, Sarah. I actually had a friend who was killed in the Pulse incident, and my sister-in-law is gay. And I think the heterosexual month thing is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh. Gays have fought for their rights. We didn't have to fight for our rights to
be straight.
You know, be straight.
Right.
That's the stupidest thing in the world.
All right.
We had to fight for our rights to get free from England, you know, hundreds of years ago. But
hundreds.
We didn't have to fight for our rights to be straight.
What year was that we won the fight against England?
17 something.
17 what? You're in the right century. Come on, you got it.
1779, something like that.
What war was it?
Oh, good question. What war was it?
You know what? Now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it.
Yeah, we're pushing.
Push it really good. What year was the Civil War? Hey, give me any year the Civil War took place.
The 1769 Civil War?
1769? Before the American Revolution? No, that wasn't.
No. See, now you're pushing it.
Push it real good. How old are you?
I'm a fan of getting it pushed.
I'm almost 30.
All right. And you don't know what year the Civil War was?
The
been a long time since school, man.
What do you do for work?
I am a Pizza Hut manager.
All right. Okay.
Which president ended the Civil War?
Ooh.
Let me give you a hint. Obama.
I'll give you a hint. He's on the $5 bill.
Lincoln.
Yeah. And what did Lincoln say after he woke up from being drunk for 10 days? I freed who? I guess he's drunk during the whole day. It was 1865.
1865.
Wow. Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah. All right.
She's like, I'll take your word for it.
How much does a meat lover supreme cost?
Well, if you get two mediums right now, they are $14.96 after tax.
Oh, very good. $14.96 after tax.
How much does an ounce cost?
An ounce of that sticky icky. You're in the pizza industry. Yep. You know what time it is.
Not that kind of girl.
I thought all the people in the pizza industry, you know, got a little sticky, sticky.
No, I got too many kids for that.
How many kids you got, girl? How many kids?
I got four.
Ooh, you're pushing it.
All right, no, don't say it. Don't tell us out loud, but let's guess, guys. Hold up a number of fingers. How many different baby daddy for those four kids? All right, don't say anything, Sarah. All right, Seth has his guess in. All right, SBK has his guess in.
What do you have up there, Seth? Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Okay. I thought you were looking at Nikki.
All right.
Come on, man. No way. Yes, you're way off.
I guarantee you're all wrong.
I guarantee you I'm right.
How many baby daddy? Right. Seth, right. How many baby daddies for those four kids?
Uno.
That's Seth. Good
Uno!
Job, Seth.
Uno! Yeah! That's right.
Nice job. How old are they?
They are 9, 4, 2, and 1.
Wow. Keep it going, baby girl. Now, you do know that there are condoms in this crazy world of ours, right?
Yes. I'm one of two Trojan. See, what happened was...
Hold on. Get the Dom on the phone. Look at the Dom.
She's suing Trojan?
Yeah, we got to get involved with this.
I want to sue Trojan.
What? Are you saying that these children were born despite the fact that he had used contraception?
Yeah, see, what happened was he had got struck by lightning.
So his super sperm busted right...
That's a miracle.
So his super sperm busted right through the reservoir tip? Is that what you're telling me?
That's pretty much, yep. No, they didn't bust it through. They I don't know what they did. They seeped through. I don't know what they did.
Oh, man.
So because your husband or baby daddy got struck by lightning,
my husband.
He was able to impregnate you through a condom.
Absolutely, 110%.
Four times?
Three times. Yep.
You're by far...
Now we are both fixed.
Good. Well, that's closing the barn door after the horse got out.
You want some Slipknot tickets?
I was going to say, why don't we hook you up with a little Slipknot tickets? You like Slipknot? Of course you like Slipknot. Who doesn't like Slipknot?
We don't do Slipknot, actually.
Sublime with Rome?
I think we do Sublime, yeah.
What's your favorite band?
I don't really do a whole lot of rock. He likes Chili Peppers. That's his favorite.
They're not touring yet. What do you like? What do you listen to?
Ja Rule?
Trick Daddy?
No.
Trick Love the Kids?
See, I do talk radio because music nowadays sucks.
Yeah, that's a spirit. All right, hang on 1 second, baby girl, all right?
Can't dance to talk radio.
Thank you.
All right, you can if you try real hard.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.